I wanted to shake her, to hug her, to do something to free up the passion that had appeared so briefly before going underground. She shrugged. I said, "Invite them to join us, and tell One Eye to send the imp over. I want him to check on Swan's translations." The serving staff got down on their faces as our guests approached. It was the first time I had seen that kind of behavior in Taglios. Swan's prince was the real thing. Swan got right to it. "This here's the Prabhrindra Dra, the head guy around here." "And you work for him?" He smiled. "In a left-hand sort of way. Drafted. He wants to know if you're looking for a commission."
"You know we're not."
"I told him, but he wanted to check it out personal."
"We're on a quest." I thought that sounded dramatic enough.
"A mission from the gods."
"A what?"
"These Taglians are superstitious. You ought to know that by now. That would be the way to get the quest idea across. Mission from the gods. Sure you couldn't stick around for a while. Take a break from the road. I know how rough it is, traveling and traveling, and my man needs somebody to do his dirty work. You guys got a rep for handling that stuff."
"What do you really know about us, Swan?"
He shrugged.
"Stories?" "Stories? Huh."
The Prabhrindra Dra said something. "He wants to know why that guy is hanging up in the air."
"Because he tried to stab me in the back after somebody tried to poison my guards. After a while, I'm going to ask him why."
Swan and the Prabhrindra chattered. The Prabhrindra looked irked. He glanced at One Eye's pet, chattered some more. "He wants to know about your quest."
"You heard it all coming down the river. You told him already."
"Man, he's trying to be polite."
I shrugged. "How come so much interest in a few people just passing through?"
Swan started looking nervous. We were starting to move in toward it. The Prabhrindra said several sentences. Swan said, "The Prabhrindra says you've talked about where you've been, and he would like to hear more about your adventures, because far peoples and places intrigue him, and your quest, but you haven't really said where you're going."
He sounded like he was trying to translate very accurately. Frogface gave me a shallow nod. We had told Swan's bunch little during the passage south from the Third Cataract. We had hidden from them as much as they from us. I decided to pronounce the name, maybe better kept to myself. Katovar. Willow did not bother translating. The Prabhrindra chattered.
"He says you shouldn't do that."
"Too late to stop, Swan."
"Then you got troubles you can't even imagine, Captain,"
Swan translated.
The prince replied. He got excited. "Boss says it's your neck, and you can shave with an axe if you want, but no sane man says that name. Death could strike you down before you finished."
He shrugged and smirked as he spoke.
"Though it's likely more mundane forces will slaughter you if you insist on chasing that chimera. There's bad territory between here and there."
Swan looked at the prince and rolled his eyes.
"We hear tales of monsters and sorcery."
"Hey, really?" I plucked a morsel from a small bird, chewed, swallowed. "Swan, I brought this outfit here all the way from the Barrowland. You remember the Barrowland? Monsters and sorcery? 7,000 miles. I never lost a man. You remember the river?